Here's a Studio 92 exclusive.
Thank you very much.
From WTTSFM.com.
That's Mark Broussard in Studio 92. And I'm wondering, you know, we saw you 6 years ago, and your voice sounds great, like it has over the years. Have you noticed your voice maturing or changing at all over the years?
Well, I think, like everything, when you get older, you notice that you probably ought to take a little better care of yourself. And so I've done that over the past year and a half or 2 years. I've started to try and take care, better care of the voice. I've been off the road for several months now. So one show in, and it's definitely not at 100%, but it's to be expected when I've been off the road for as long as I have that I'm not going to have the stamina that I do after being on tour for quite a while.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Your voice sounds great. I'm just wondering, over years, with a voice like that, there has to be a lot that goes into taking care of it.
Not a whole lot. Just like not being a you know, not being stupid about it, and kind of settling down in all respects when it comes to the lifestyle of being on the road.
I tell you what scares me to death is sore throats. I hate sore throats, and if I was singing like that, I'd feel like I'd wake up every morning with a sore throat.
You know, it's funny, when I have sinus issues is when I sound the best. I think that some mucus keeps them nice and lubed up.
Nice. All right. A lot else has happened since you last came here. Obviously, you got married on the Rock Boat. Is that correct?
I did.
And three kids?
Number four on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So life's been busy.
Quite busy.
And you got a record coming out, too.
And I've got a record coming out. In fact, we're selling advanced copies of the record. So if you come into the show, you can get the full version of the record before you leave. But the record doesn't come out until June.
So it's like 4 months in advance. You can buy this tonight at the Vogue. Give us a little preview of this album. We heard a song that I assume will be on the album mm-hmm. this summer or tonight if you buy it.
Yeah, the record is really, I think, the closest that we've come to the vibe on Karen Crow that I've put out since then. I worked with a fellow named Jamie Kenny out of Nashville, and he and I wrote everything for the record. And once I realized that Jamie was going to produce the record, I felt very comfortable with his abilities to make a product that I knew that I would love at the end of the day. So I was totally kind of removed from that whole process and was able to focus on delivering a message and a melody that I knew would connect with people. And I think that we accomplished everything that we set out to do on this record. Jamie knocked it out of the park, I think, sonically with the record. I think people are going to enjoy hearing it. I think the songs are as good a song as I've ever been able to write. So I'm really excited about this record. I think that if you're a fan of Karen Crow, you're definitely going to like this record.
Of course, Karen Crow is the great record that had Home on it, the song that we still get a lot of phone calls about at WTTS, and it personifies the Bayou Jam, which is a great description of your music, being from Louisiana. So let's hear some more from our friend Mark Broussard in Studio 92.